Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia is joining us today to update us on the latest DVDs to be released locally with audio description. Welcome, Ali.
Thanks, Roberta. Hi, everyone.
Now, to start with, do we have any described Hollywood blockbuster titles on the shelves at the moment?
We do, and I'm working off my list that I've got in front of me, but also I was at the DVD store this morning and noticed, firstly, Black Swan, big Oscar-winning movie. That's out with description. And we've got two other Oscar-winning movies, The Fighter and also The King's Speech, which I think is going to be very popular. A couple of other Hollywood big-name movies is we've got Robert Downey Jr. in a comedy called Due Date. It's the second last installment in the Harry Potter series, which is The Deathly Hallows Part 1. Mm. And just lastly, I might put the Anne Hathaway, Jake Gyllenhaal romance drama called Love and Other Drugs in this batch.
Ah.
What have you?
Don't know that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I want to see it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I might put it on my list as well. Now, moving on from the big box office takers, what other titles do we have to keep us entertained?
The kids are going to like, there's an animated movie called Alpha and Omega. There's a couple of other animated ones called Megamind and Tangled, and as well as one called Gulliver's Travels. For those of us into thrillers, you may want to seek out Chloe, The Resident, Elephant White, and I guess this one's more of an action thriller, and it's also star-studded. It's got a lot of big names like Robert De Niro and Jessica Alba. It's called Machete, and there's one more action thriller called The Town. For the straight-out drama fans, mm-hmm. we have Somewhere, City of Your Final Destination, and that stars Sir Anthony Hopkins. And we've got Made in Dagenham, which is a dramatisation of the 1968 strike at a Ford car plant in England. Straight-out horror fans might want to check out the appropriately named Devil. A couple of rom-coms in there called Life as We Know It and Going the Distance. And the comedy fans might want to have a look at Little Fockers, The Dilemma, Morning Glory, Cyrus, and Love Ranch.
Gee, that's and, quite a lot, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I've got two more here. One's just a science fiction title, and it's Tron Legacy. And lastly, this one's a sort of science fiction fantasy kind of kids movie, Narnia, Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they did that one.
Yep.
Now, have we missed out on any titles?
We have, actually. I'm quite disappointed this time around. Firstly, this one, it's got Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp and Venice in it. It's a movie called The Tourist, and that was released by Sony in Australia without audio description, but it did have the AD track in the UK and the US. So that's very disappointing.
It is a bit.
And also Roadshow, who are usually very good, they released Leap Year without audio description. And Mad Men Entertainment released two DVDs, one called Valhalla Rising and another one called Monsters. So that's four titles that we've missed out on. It's rare these days to miss out on so many. So I'm a bit disappointed.
So do you think there's a reason that we've missed out on so many, or would it just be coincidence?
If I had to pick one of those, I'd say coincidence.
Mm.
But, you know, having said that, it still points to a fact that there's an education process that needs to continue on an international level. But Australia is the end user for a lot of those titles. We need to be leading that process to ensure that we don't miss out.
So is Australia still ranked highly internationally in terms of the number of audio-described DVDs that we have?
Yeah, most definitely. We're on a par with the UK still, and sometimes we outrank them. And why that is we have Roadshow Entertainment here, and they describe local content, things like TV shows like Sea Patrol and Underbelly, and movies that they haven't produced, but they've actually purchased and bought into the country and so built the DVD here, so been able to put the AD on locally. And then what happens in the UK is, similarly, they have programs that they only release locally, so TV series like, I don't know, Coronation Street, and that don't necessarily get released on DVD here. In some cases, we're not really comparing apples with apples, but generally speaking, we're both, as you know, two nations, we're both doing really well.
Oh, that's good anyway. Well, besides the fact that Australia ranks highly as a nation in terms of access to DVD for the blind and vision impaired, there is obviously still work to be done so that we continue getting as much content audio described as possible. If you have any questions about audio description on DVD, they can be directed to Ali or her colleagues at Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or by phoning 02 9212 6242. Alternatively, you may find the answer at www, of course, mediaaccess.org.au. I've been speaking with Ali Woodford, Project Manager, Media Access Australia, Inclusion Through Technology, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.